Ever get that feeling like when it comes to online security, it's like you're trying to build a pillow fort, but in a hurricane?
It can definitely feel that way sometimes.
You're not alone. Your request for a deep dive into this OPSEC and digital hygiene plan landed right in my inbox. And let me tell you, it's like a treasure map for today's digital world.
It really is. And the best part is, this isn't about becoming some kind of tech wizard.
Right.
It's about simple habits, sustainable habits that make a huge difference, adding those layers of protection one step at a time.
Okay, I love that. Layers of security. No more flimsy defenses. We're going for Fort Knox-level protection here.
Exactly.
And the first layer, according to this plan, is understanding kind of the foundation of OPSEC. Feels like one of those acronyms, you know,
Yeah.
that only the pros use. But I have a feeling it's way more relatable than we think.
You're absolutely right. OPSCs, which stands for Operational Security, it is often associated with like intelligence agencies and things like that, but really at its core, it's about being mindful of the information we leave exposed online and how it can be pieced together. This is relevant for anyone using the internet, from, seasoned techies all the way to your great aunt who just discovered emojis.
So it's less about being paranoid and more about being aware. It's
Right.
kind of like you wouldn't leave your front door wide open while you're out.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not assuming everyone's out to get you, but you're also not making it easy for someone who might have bad intentions.
Right.
And this plan does a great job of breaking down those everyday online habits that, without even realizing it, could be leaving our digital doors wide open.
Speaking of things we might not realize we're doing, this plan dives right into the social media minefield. Which is kind of, it's like the ultimate double-edged sword. We love to connect, we love to share, but at what cost?
That's the million-dollar question these days, right?
Yeah.
I think often we focus on the really obvious no-nos, like, sharing our bank details or something like that. But this plan goes beyond that. It highlights all those less obvious ways that our data can be kind of aggregated and used in ways we don't expect. Did you know that even, seemingly harmless things like checking into a restaurant or even liking a friend's post about their new car, all that contributes to a surprisingly detailed profile of you. And if that information falls into the wrong hands.
Okay, that's a bit creepy, I have to admit. It's like in those detective shows where they're like piecing together clues on a whiteboard and you realize, oh my gosh, all that information we give away so much without realizing it.
Exactly. And that's why this plan emphasizes being proactive with those privacy settings.
Okay.
It's not just about like locking down absolutely everything. It's about making informed choices that align with your comfort level.
So it's like choosing the right lock for your door. You
Exactly.
don't need like a bank vault door for your garden shed,
Right, exactly.
but you're also not, you don't want to leave all your valuables completely exposed.
Precisely. And one of the, I think, simplest yet most effective strategies this plan highlights is the idea of separate accounts.
Okay, so tell me more about this. Is this like having a burner phone, but for Facebook?
It's a similar concept. Think of it this way. You wouldn't wear the same outfit to a job interview as you would to a music festival,
Right,
right?
right.
Separate accounts kind of allow you to compartmentalize your online presence in the same way. You can have your professional persona, your, social butterfly persona, and so on without those worlds colliding.
I love that. It's like having a digital wardrobe change for different occasions. And speaking of different occasions, let's talk about those times we have to really suit up in our digital armor, starting with passwords,
Yes.
the bane of my online
You and
existence.
everyone else,
All
right.
right.
This plan doesn't sugarcoat it. Strong, unique passwords for every single account are non-negotiable these days. Think of it like this. You wouldn't use the same key for your house, your car, and your office, would you?
Okay. You've convinced me. Time to ditch the whole password 123 mentality. But even if I manage to wrangle all those unique passwords, how am I supposed to remember them all? This plan mentions password managers. Are those the digital superheroes we need in this password-protected world?
They're definitely a lifesaver. Imagine having like a digital vault with a super strong lock where you can store all those complex passwords. That's essentially what a password manager does.
Yeah.
You just need to remember that one master password to access the vault.
So it's like having a personal assistant for my passwords, keeping them organized and secure without me having to like channel my inner memory champion. Sign me up. But even with a password manager guarding my digital front door, this plan, it dives even deeper into those security layers. It talks about those like extra step security measures, multi-factor authentication, MFA.
Right, multi-factor authentication or MFA. It's like having a security guard check your ID at the entrance to a building, even though you used your key card to get through the initial door.
Right.
So even if someone manages to snab your password, they still can't get into your accounts without that second piece of information, which is usually a code sent to your phone or email.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like the digital equivalent of trust but verify.
Yeah.
So we've got our passwords locked down, we've got our social media presence strategically compartmentalized, but what about the devices themselves? We're practically glued to them these days. This plan dives into device security as another critical layer of protection.
Absolutely. And one of the most, I think, overlooked yet crucial aspects of device security is keeping everything updated. Think of it like this. Remember that massive Equifax data breach a few years back? That was caused by a vulnerability in a single outdated software component. Staying updated is like the digital equivalent of getting those essential security patches for our online lives.
Ouch, talk about a wake-up call. I'll admit I'm guilty of hitting the remind me later button on those update notifications more often than I should.
We all do it.
But you're right, it's not worth the risk. This plan also talks about disk encryption. It sounds incredibly techy, but is it something everyday users need to worry about?
It's something everyone should have enabled, honestly, even if you think you don't handle top secret information or anything like that. Think of it like this. If you were traveling with a suitcase full of valuables, you wouldn't just leave it unlocked in your hotel room.
Right.
Disk encryption is like having a super strong lock on that suitcase, ensuring that even if it falls into the wrong hands, all your valuable data remains protected.
Okay, you've sold me on disk encryption. It's like having a digital bodyguard for my data, even when I'm not physically guarding my devices. Now, this deep dive wouldn't be complete without talking about kind of the wild, wild west of cryptocurrency.
Right.
I'll admit, it's a world I'm still trying to wrap my head around.
Yeah.
And the security aspect seems like a whole other beast.
It is. It's a steep learning curve. But this plan does a fantastic job of breaking down the essentials. For example, let's talk about cryptocurrency wallets, kind of the digital equivalent of your bank account for your crypto assets. The plan dives into the different types, highlighting kind of the pros and cons of each.
Okay, so enlighten me. Hardware wallets versus software wallets, what's the deal?
Think of a hardware wallet like a high security safe that you keep offline.
Okay.
It's specifically designed to store your private keys, which are basically the passwords to your cryptocurrency, in an ultra secure environment. Now, they're not as convenient for frequent transactions, but they offer the highest level of protection.
So hardware wallets are like the Fort Knox of cryptocurrency storage.
Exactly.
Got it. What about software wallets?
Software wallets are more like your everyday digital wallet. They're stored on your computer or smartphone, and they are more convenient for transactions, but of course, they rely on the security of the device they're on.
Okay, so hardware wallets for maximum security, software wallets for everyday use. Makes sense. Now, one thing that always kind of keeps me up at night when it comes to cryptocurrency is this idea of losing access. It's not like I can just hit forgot password and get a magical reset link, right?
That's where the all-important seed phrase comes in. And the plan does a great job of emphasizing this. Imagine your seed phrase as like the master key that can unlock your entire crypto wallet. It's usually a series of 12 or 24 random words that are generated when you first set up your wallet.
So it's like the backup codes you get for two-factor authentication, but for my entire crypto kingdom.
Exactly. But here's the catch, and it's a big one. You need to guard your seed phrase with your life, because if someone gets their hands on it, they have complete control over your cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Never share it with anyone and store it securely offline, preferably in multiple locations.
Okay, message received. My seed phrase is about to get the royal treatment. Multiple copies. Hidden in super secret locations only I know about. Now, this plan also talks about cryptocurrency exchanges, which seem to be like the go-to places for buying, selling, and trading crypto. What's the deal with those?
Exchanges are like the bustling marketplaces of the crypto world. They can be incredibly convenient, but also come with their own set of risks. This plan stresses the importance of choosing reputable exchanges with really robust security measures in place.
So it's not just about finding the platform with the coolest looking interface or the lowest fees.
Right.
Security should be the top priority.
Absolutely. Look for exchanges that offer things like two-factor authentication, cold storage for the majority of their assets, and a solid track record when it comes to security breaches. The plan also highlights the importance of enabling all available security features on your exchange accounts.
So it's about being proactive even on platforms that are supposedly secure.
Absolutely.
Got it.
And another crucial tip the plan highlights is to diversify your holdings.
Okay.
Don't put all your crypto eggs in one basket, or in this case, one exchange.
It's like that age-old investment advice, but for the digital age.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong, the world of cryptocurrency is fascinating, but it definitely requires like a heightened level of security awareness.
You got it. Now, let's kind of shift gears a bit and talk about something we all use every day, often without a second thought, and that's the internet itself.
Right. We browse, we shop, we connect. How often will we stop to think about the security implications of all that online activity? This plan doesn't shy away from like the potential dangers lurking in the digital shadows, and it even sounds a bit like a spy thriller when it talks about VPNs.
VPNs are like the secret weapon of the security conscious. Imagine you're sending a postcard. Anyone can read that message, right? But if you put that postcard in a sealed envelope, it's much more private. That's essentially what a VPN does. It encrypts your internet traffic, making it unreadable to anyone trying to snoop, even on public Wi-Fi.
So it's like creating a secure tunnel for all my online activity, shielding it from prying eyes.
Precisely. And this is especially important when using public Wi-Fi networks, which are notorious for being unsecured and a prime target for hackers.
It's like leaving your front door wide open in a busy train station. Not exactly the most secure scenario. Along with VPNs, this plan talks about something near and dear to my heart: browsers.
Ah, yes, the gateway to the internet.
Right.
While the default browsers on our devices might be convenient, switching to a more privacy-focused browser can significantly enhance your online security.
Okay, I'm all ears. Spill the tea. Which browsers are at the top of the privacy honor roll?
Two browsers stand out, Brave and Firefox. They're both designed with privacy as a core principle, offering features like built-in ad blockers, tracking protection, and HTTPS enforcement, which ensures you're always connecting to websites securely.
It's like upgrading from a flimsy tent to a fortress when it comes to like protecting my browsing activity.
Exactly.
I like it.
And speaking of fortresses, we can't forget about those digital knights in shining armor, browser extensions.
Okay, I'll admit I have a love-hate relationship with browser extensions. Sometimes they feel like, essential tools, and other times they just feel like digital clutter. What should I be looking for in a security-focused extension?
You're right. Not all extensions are created equal,
Right.
but the right ones can be incredibly powerful allies in your quest for online security. The plan specifically mentions two must-haves: uBlock Origin and HTTPS Everywhere.
Okay.
uBlock Origin is like having an army of ad blockers, blocking those intrusive ads and trackers that slow down your browsing and compromise your privacy. And HTTPS Everywhere is like having a security guard on every website you visit, forcing websites to use a secure connection whenever possible.
Those sound like game changers. It's like having a whole team of digital bodyguards working behind the scenes to keep my browsing safe and private. But even with all these safeguards in place, there's still those pesky phishing attempts that always seem to slip through the cracks. And this plan mentions advanced phishing techniques.
Oh, yeah.
What red flags should I be on high alert for?
You're right. Phishing is a constant threat, and it's evolving to become even more sophisticated.
Right.
One common tactic is spiel phishing, where attackers actually gather information about you from social media or other sources to craft these highly personalized emails that appear legitimate.
So it's like they're doing their homework to like tailor make a scam just for me. That's scary.
It is. But knowledge is your best defense here. Always, always scrutinize emails, especially those that ask for sensitive information or create a sense of urgency. Check the sender's address carefully, hover over links before clicking on them, and if something feels off, trust your instincts.
It's like that saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid to pick up the phone and verify directly with the organization. Now, this plan takes a deep dive into something that sounds straight out of a spy movie: the Tor network. It sounds incredibly secretive and maybe even a little bit illegal.
I promise it's not illegal, but you're right, it does have that kind of air of mystery around it. Think of Tor, which stands for the Onion Router, as the ultimate anonymity network. It's like putting on a digital disguise, routing your internet traffic through this maze of relays worldwide, making it extremely difficult to trace your online activity back to you.
So it's like the digital equivalent of disappearing into a crowd.
You got it. And while Tor is used by, journalists, activists, and others who need to protect their identities or access information that might be censored, it's also a powerful tool for anyone who values their online privacy.
It's a reminder that the internet, for all its wonders, can also be a bit of a digital jungle, and it pays to be prepared. This plan talks about going beyond just the digital realm and addressing physical security as well.
Exactly. We can't forget about the physical devices that house all of our precious data. It's like building a fortress. You need strong walls, vigilant guards, but you also need to secure the perimeter.
So we're talking about good old-fashioned physical security measures.
Absolutely. The plan suggests everything from using cable locks for laptops, storing sensitive documents in a locked safe, to even being mindful of shoulder surfing, which is when someone peeks at your screen in a public place to try and steal your information.
It's easy to get caught up in the digital aspects of security and kind of forget that the physical world still matters. But speaking of things we often forget about until it's too late, this plan also dives into the often dreaded topic of data backup and disaster recovery. It feels like one of those things I know I should be doing, but I always seem to find an excuse to put it off.
Yeah, you and me both. But this plan stresses that it's not as daunting as it seems. It highlights the 3-2-1 rule of backups.
Okay.
Three copies of your data on two different types of media with one copy stored off-site.
Okay, break that down for me.
It's pretty straightforward. Your primary copy is on your computer or device. The second copy is on an external hard drive or a network-attached storage device, or NAS. And the third copy is off-site, like in cloud storage. This ensures that even if disaster strikes, like a fire or a flood, and it destroys your primary device and your local backups, you still have a copy of your data safe and sound in the cloud.
It's like having a digital insurance policy.
Exactly. And when it comes to choosing backup solutions, the plan does a great job of laying out the options, from external hard drives and NAS devices for local backups to cloud-based services like Backblaze, iDrive, and Carbonite. There's a solution out there for every need and budget.
So it's about finding the right balance of like convenience, cost, and security features that works for you.
Exactly.
Now, what about encryption? Is it really necessary to encrypt our backups, especially if they're stored off-site or in the cloud?
Encryption is non-negotiable. Think of it like this. You wouldn't leave your spare house key under your doormat for anyone to find, right?
Right.
Encryption is like putting those backups in a vault that only you have the key to. Ensuring that even if someone gets their hands on your backup drive or gains unauthorized access to your cloud storage, they can't access your data without that encryption key.
So it's an extra layer of protection to ensure that our data remains ours, even in the wrong hands. I'm sold. The plan also mentions recovery testing. It sounds like something businesses do, but is it really necessary for us everyday folks?
It's one of those things we tend to overlook, but it's incredibly important. Imagine needing to restore your data after a crash, only to discover that your backups are corrupted or incomplete. That's where recovery testing comes in.
So it's like doing a fire drill for our digital lives.
Precisely. The plan suggests regularly testing your backups by, restoring a few files or even your entire system to a different location, just to ensure that everything is working correctly and that you know how to restore your data if you need to. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Words to live by in the digital age. This plan seems to cover all the bases, from like the basics of online safety to the complexities of cryptocurrency, and even the often overlooked aspects of physical security and data backups. Now let's zoom in on a device that's become like an extension of ourselves these days, our mobile phones. I think it's safe to say our phones, they kind of hold the keys to our digital kingdoms these days.
They do.
Everything from our photos and messages to our bank accounts, social media lives.
It's all on there.
All on there. And this plan, it really dives into like the nitty-gritty of mobile security, which, let's be honest, can feel like a whole other dimension of security concerns.
You're right. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is that mobile devices are somehow immune to all those threats that we face on our computers.
Right.
And this plan dispels that myth right from the start. It emphasizes that mobile security is not a one-time fix, it's an ongoing process.
So no more assuming our phones have like an invisible force field protecting them just because they're always in our pocket.
Exactly. Think of it this way: would you leave your house unlocked just because you're only going out for a few minutes?
Probably not.
Probably not. The same principle applies to our phones.
Okay, you've made your point. So what are the first lines of defense that we should be setting up on our phones?
The plan really stresses the importance of enabling all those advanced security settings that are available on our devices. And this goes beyond just having a strong passcode. Think biometric authentication, like fingerprint scanning, facial recognition, remote lock and wipe capabilities in case your phone goes missing, and of course, full disk encryption to protect your data if someone gets physical access to your device.
It's like having a digital Fort Knox, but for our pockets.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll confess. I am guilty of being like an app downloading enthusiast. If it's free and it has good reviews, it's going on my phone. But this plan made me realize I need to be a little bit more discerning
Yeah.
about the apps I let into my digital life.
It's a common trap. We get so focused on the convenience, the functionality of these apps without considering those security and privacy implications. The plan really reminds us that not all apps are created equal.
So what should we be looking out for?
Downloading apps from those official app stores, that's a good start, but it's not foolproof.
Right.
Pay really close attention to the permissions and app requests. Does a flashlight app really need access to your contacts?
Right.
Probably not. The plan really encourages us to be mindful of these permissions and disable anything that seems unnecessary or raises those red flags.
That's like giving a stranger the keys to your house just because they offered to water your plants.
Exactly. Be cautious, be informed, and don't be afraid to say no to those kind of overly intrusive permission requests.
Now, we talked about VPNs earlier as being really essential for kind of securing our internet traffic on computers, but what about our phones?
Yeah.
We're constantly hopping on different Wi-Fi networks throughout the day.
Exactly. And that's why using a VPN on your mobile device is even more critical, especially when you're connecting to public Wi-Fi. Think of it as your personal security detail, encrypting your data, shielding it from those prying eyes while you're sipping your latte at the local coffee shop or catching up on emails at the airport.
So it's like having a portable invisibility cloak for my data no matter where I go.
Exactly.
I'm sold. What about malware? Is that really something we need to worry about on our phones?
Unfortunately, yes. Mobile malware is a growing threat, and it's evolving just as quickly as the devices we use. This plan reminds us that, even if we're being careful, vulnerabilities exist.
So what's our best defense?
Having those layers of protection in place, this plan recommends installing a reputable mobile antivirus app, keeping both our operating systems and our apps updated, and being cautious about the links we click and the files that we download.
So it's like practicing good digital hygiene, but for our phones.
Exactly.
Speaking of hygiene, this plan also made me realize I have been seriously neglecting a very crucial aspect of mobile security: backups.
It's one of those things we know we should be doing, but it's so easy to put off.
It is. It feels very much like I'll do it later.
Exactly. But this plan really stresses the importance of setting up those automatic encrypted cloud backups for our phones. It's like having an insurance policy for your digital life.
Right.
So ensuring that if your phone is ever lost, stolen, or damaged, you don't lose all those precious photos, videos, messages, all of that.
Okay, that's a no-brainer. What about those synchronization services for contacts and calendars? I'll admit I've always been a bit wary of those.
I understand the hesitation, but I think the key there is choosing services that prioritize security.
Okay.
Look for ones that offer end-to-end encryption,
Right.
which means that your data is scrambled and unreadable even to the service provider themselves.
So it's like sending your data in an armored truck and only you have the key to unlock it.
Exactly. And if you're still feeling uneasy, you can always opt to back up those specific items locally as well.
Okay, so you have that extra layer of protection. Now let's talk about that dreaded scenario. What happens if our phone actually falls into the wrong hands?
Yeah.
Like, it happens.
It does happen. This plan doesn't sugarcoat it. It acknowledges that it's not a matter of if, but when our devices might be lost, stolen, or compromised. And in those moments, being prepared is absolutely key.
So what's our game plan?
First and foremost, configuring and testing those remote lock and wipe features that we talked about earlier. It's like having that digital kill switch,
Right.
allowing you to remotely lock your device, erase sensitive data, even track its location, all from another device.
Wow, that is incredibly reassuring.
It is.
It's like having a digital security team on call, like 24/7. This plan is full of such practical advice, but one thing that really resonated with me was the emphasis on kind of continuous learning and community engagement.
Yeah, I love that you picked up on that. This plan really recognizes that security is not a destination, it's an ongoing journey. It encourages us to be proactive, to seek out reliable sources of information, stay updated on the latest threats, and, connect with others in the security community.
So it's like joining this like global network of like security conscious individuals all looking out for each other and sharing knowledge.
Precisely. We can all learn from each other's experiences, share tips and tricks, and ultimately navigate the digital world with a lot more confidence.
This deep dive has been amazing. It's been a masterclass in online security.
It has.
We covered everything from the foundational principles of OPSEC to the very specific strategies that we need to safeguard our devices, our data, and our digital identities.
Absolutely. And we've talked about the importance of building those layers of protection, adopting that proactive mindset, and just staying informed about the evolving threat landscape.
It's been eye-opening, to say the least.
Yeah.
As we wrap up here, I'm left with this one thought. In a world that's increasingly reliant on technology, our online security is no longer just a tech issue. It's a life issue.
Couldn't agree more. It's about protecting our privacy, our finances, our relationships, and ultimately our peace of mind in the digital age.
And this deep dive has given us the tools, the knowledge, but the real work begins now. It's up to each of us to actually implement these strategies, stay vigilant, and continue to learn. And remember, the security community is vast and supportive. Don't be afraid to ask questions, share your experiences, and just help others navigate this ever-evolving world of online security. Until next time, stay safe, stay informed, and keep exploring.